May the wisdom and instruction of the Lord season you for the battles of life, heart dwellers. Well, today was an excellent day and very instructive as the Lord revealed to us what a bitter heart can do to others. Yet we triumphed, and the Lord is allowing this season to teach us. How wonderful are His ways. Lord, I thank you for your faithful warriors. You knew I was too little on my own to take this stuff on, so you sent me true warrior brides. And I have to ask, why is it, please, tell me, that Graham Cook doesn't get cursed? The Lord replied, oh, but he does. But when Satan has sat and told him all the evil things they were going to do to him, he just talked about all the blessings you were going to give him. That was a teaching that he did when he was on the airplane. Finally, he talked about the goodness of God so much that this poor Satanist got fed up and moved to a different place. But before he did that, he spent the whole time praying. And Graham Cook said, oh, well, I see that you're a Christian. And he said, no, I'm a Satanist, and I'm going to destroy you. And he started telling Graham Cook all of the curses that he was going to unleash on him. And Graham started telling him all the blessings that God had in store for him instead of his curses. So anyway, I asked the Lord about that, and he said, but he does get cursed. But when the Satanist sat and told him all the evil things he was going to do, he just talked about all the blessings you were going to give him. The Lord answered me, there is a difference of opinion here, Claire. Beloved, you must stick with what I tell you. Right now, you are being trained in the warring arts. I am allowing much to open your eyes so you can prepare our people. This is a training session. The enemies are doing us great favors by setting up the classroom. But one thing remains. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And that is my promise to you. Do you think I miss anything, big or little? Do I not dwell in you? How can I possibly miss the stench of Satan and his demons operating through these deceived vessels? They have chosen to vent their anger on you, and I have chosen to allow these attacks so you can learn how they operate. You have done well to grieve for this person. This is my heart, Claire. I grieve for them too, deeply. I took you out of the line of fire because your heart was tender towards them, and you were not thinking about retaliation or vengeance, but healing and restoration. Oh, Lord, I'm so hurt for this person. I tried to tell them they got cancer from a curse by someone close to them, but they insisted they were protected, and I didn't feel you wanted me to reveal the name. The fact that they got cancer, the Lord continued, speaks loudly of a curse, and a death curse at that. Not just one, but continuing on. Their opponent is invisible to them, but very determined to end their life. The brain is a major target, but I have had compassion on them. Yet, Claire, they are nearing the finish line for this behavior. They are approaching a final battle in which they will not be the victor. You see, what goes around truly does come around. What you do to others will be done to you. It is written. Yet some people are blinded by vengeance and don't care. All they want is to hurt, and hurt, and brutally hurt others, regardless of how it will come back to them. You remember when you were on the mountain, one of your children had a life-threatening asthma attack. The people you ran to use their phone. Gosh, we were 3 miles into the wilderness. We got down there and asked, could we please use your phone to call an ambulance? They wouldn't let me in. They said they'd call the ambulance. After 20 minutes, I knocked on the door and I said, where's the ambulance? And they said, what ambulance? There's no ambulance. Oh my gosh, I nearly died. So I went across the way and found another family. The Lord continued, I protected that child from death, which was the intention of your enemies. Yet the very woman who was willing to allow your child to die lost her firstborn son. You cannot curse without curses coming back on your own head. Normally, it is reciprocal. That's why there are so many deaths in northern New Mexico. So many are caused by curses, generational Satanism. One curses the other, they retaliate. What is different about you and your team is that you bless when they curse. Yet I tell you, their time is still coming. And they have no idea, not a clue, of who is responsible for their cancer, even though it is someone very close to them. I do not allow the repercussion of curses to hurt my children. I love my children to distraction. But when they behave badly, they must be corrected. So while you are blessing and they are cursing, others are cursing them. And now those curses have teeth. I was protecting them before, but now I will not protect them. I gave them a window of opportunity to come to me and to repent, and they didn't. They will learn not to hurt others one way or the other. Heart dwellers, this is a dark subject, and it is foul, more foul than rotting flesh. Yet I must address this because almost every one of you have been the recipient of a curse at one time or another, a curse that has not been broken, generational curses as well, as it is written that the iniquity of the fathers is visited upon the children, down to the 10th generation, as well as the faithfulness of the fathers is visited on their children. This person is nearing the finish line and needs much prayer. Pray much for them. They do not see the sign. Stop. Bridge out ahead. They're blinded by anger, unreasonable anger. They should be angry with themselves for sinning and betraying. But they're blaming their sins on you, who are totally innocent and above board in these matters. If anything, you had been too trusting. Yet I know you will not go there again. My people, do not have an evil thought against your neighbor. There are 6 things that the Lord hates, 7 that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. That's Proverbs 6:16. Those who lie in wait and dig a pit for you to fall into shall themselves fall into it. Not because I want to punish them, because I don't want them to hurt others. Those who hurt others are hurting themselves. They must learn through experience to love their neighbor no matter what. They must learn through heartbreak and hurt what it feels like so they will stop. It hurts, and the only answer is not to hurt others, lest you yourself fall into traps that hurt you. I teach by example, so I allow their enemies to win over them and do the very same damage they intended to do to another. In fact, this soul was slated for death when I brought them to you, but your prayers have given them more time. Pray that they use it wisely instead of foolishly. As Pharaoh spoke his own demise, cursing the Hebrews, killing their male babies, so Pharaoh too lost his son, the very son that was to be the prince that replaced him. Do not wish evil on others. Do not think evil to happen to others. Rather, pray for forgiveness and a blessing to neutralize the curse. I will have mercy on those who curse, but if they continue, there's a price, and it's very big. So bless your enemies, my children. If I show you how they are cursing with pins and swords, pray that I will have mercy on them before their heart hardens, to the point where they go reprobate. Then hope is lost for them. So pray before they get to that point. It is their only hope. Your mercy and forgiveness are a mighty act of love. Your grief and fear of what is to become of them is a piece of my aching heart, for I see the destructive path they are on and its consequences. Your prayers, my people, not only have power, they also protect you. When I see your heart of charity, I send legions of angels against their tactics so they will fail, because you returned their wrath with love and forgiveness. This is a mighty work of grace, children. Live in forgiveness and never let it slip away, lest a bitter seed gets planted and grows into a great tree. You have done well to pray and bless. Continue on, and nothing shall harm you. Remember, if I allow difficulties, it is because I need fast offerings. I love you, dear ones, and I rejoice when you love your enemies. Truly, I dance over you with joy, because you most resemble me.